Trade negotiations resumed this week between the United States and China. The Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, Reese Langley, anticipates progress in this latest round of talks. The downward pressure on cotton prices due to the lack of open access to the Chinese market is impacting individuals across the U.S. cotton belt.
There will be talks this week that are held in China, and from the U.S. side will be U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and the Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin, and so they will be meeting with their counterparts in China, and this will be the first of face-to-face negotiations that have occurred since the trade talks between the U.S. and China broke down in early May, and so we're trying to remain hopeful that this will be the start of a good set of negotiations to try to make some progress on the trade concerns that the U.S. and China have identified. And so far, indications are if these discussions go well in China this week, and we could see a team of negotiators from China travel to Washington in the coming weeks to continue these talks. However, it seems that the general viewpoint this time is there will not be a quick or speedy resolution to this trade issue with China. It's going to take additional time to try to find an area of resolution so that there can be some agreement reached. But we continue to urge the administration to make this a priority to try to bring these discussions to a conclusion as soon as possible, again, because of the downward pressure that we're seeing on cotton prices, given the lack of open access to the Chinese market because of the retaliatory tariffs that are being imposed there.
Shifting our focus back to the U.S., there has been positive news in Congress this week, according to Langley.
Republican and Democratic leadership, along with the president, reaching agreement on a two-year budget and debt ceiling increase. The House passed this package last week before they adjourned for the August recess, and the Senate is expected to vote and pass on the agreement this week before they adjourn. Once that occurs, that will set the top-line spending numbers for both fiscal year 20 and 21, and that will allow the House and Senate Appropriations Committees to begin their work in earnest in trying to write the funding bills for the upcoming fiscal year and hopefully get some of those enacted around October 1, and certainly we'll try to get all of those funding bills, including the ag spending bill, in place sometime this coming fall and hopefully avoid any type of government shutdown. And so that's very positive news on the congressional front. And the fact that that's getting done now will hopefully clear the pathway for Congress when they come back in early September to turn their attention to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the replacement for NAFTA, and try to get that through both the House and Senate in September or October before the end of this year, and before we get into next year and the presidential election debate really heats up. So we need to see the USMCA passed in the fall of this year and get that done ahead of further presidential politics that will start to play out early next year.